is what brings us together today.
Ah, marriage, raising kids, building a family. Those were the things we dreamed of.
Tuck your daughter in!
No way!
Just calm down.
I've given you the best years of my life.
Take out the trash!
Yeah, I'll get to it.
I want a divorce!
Welcome to Thrive with Pastor Brad Dickney, diving into what it means to thrive, not merely survive in marriage, parenting, and family life. And now your host, this is Pastor Brad Dickney.
Oh, you're listening to Thrive, and I'm your host, Brad Dickney, with my wife, Vicky, because
Hello.
Together we want to just like beggars tell other beggars where we found help because
yes.
we did not know how to get unstuck in our
we
marriage.
We really didn't.
And I'm a reader and she's a thinker. She's got her elementary education degree. She comes from a teaching, thinking, hardworking family. And I'm telling you what, we had both come to the end of our own thoughts, hadn't we, honey?
Right. So, like, yeah, I mean, I really just remember thinking, what in the world? I mean, I was so baffled.
And I remember thinking, this is what I've waited for so long. I mean, I grew up in church and youth group and it was talked about save yourself for marriage and that right person and do it God's way. And I'm really convinced.
I mean, I really think in the sovereignty of God, he allowed us to go through that.
I agree.
Because not everyone experiences, I think all people have some, I mean, I still meet people, I just did the other day, it said, oh, our marriage, we just haven't had problems. Like, wow, okay, so happy for you.
But it seems to be the exception.
It does seem to be the exception. Yeah. So, and I really think God allowed that so we could go through that. And now I just have such a passion for biblical counseling and helping people.
And for marriage and God's word and God's ways.
Right.
Because we're convinced it was not a book.
Right.
Oh man, I had grabbed books. Oh, and we had tried to find help and it's the book called the Bible and God's spirit that got a hold of both of us and helped us. And the beginning point is seeing yourself in a way you'd never seen yourself before.
Right, I totally agree.
Because we were both just fixated on each other. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't believe this is what she's like and this is what she's doing and this is...
And it's really futile.
Oh, that's absolutely frustrating and unproductive and will not lead you to a better place. And so we're taught about the beginning point for real change in your marriage to move from barely alive to begin to thrive is to see yourself in ways you'd not been seen and aware of. And so I've said it before, but take this. Use the prayer Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Psalm 139, 23, 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts and see if there be any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. What is it I'm not seeing about me? And I tell you, one of the biggest things we're not seeing is our own pride. And you're like, why are you talking about pride? Well, because the Bible talks about pride when it talks about love, because pride will choke it out. Pride makes no room for love to get rooted and to even begin to grow and bear good fruit. That love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, says love is patient, it's kind, but it does not parade itself and is not puffed up. So we've been pointing out some manifestations of pride that you might not have thought, oh, I've never thought that was pride. I thought that's just a personality. That's just a different way. That's just a certain person. And so let me get you to consider this. Being sarcastic, hurtful, and degrading is very often rooted in pride. It is a proud person that is more often sarcastic, hurtful, or degrading, because proud people can be very unkind people. You just quickly and easily just put other people down. Just
right.
Say something biting and cutting and harsh and sharp. Think about how often the book of Proverbs says, your words, it's never been more true. There's certain little, you know, colloquial thoughts and wisdom nuggets of the world that some of them are just absolutely wrong. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Right, that's so untrue.
Words have done untold damage, sometimes lifelong damage, that has just pierced and just warped someone's identity. the words that they heard. Oh, the Bible, contrary to that thought, tells us words are powerful.
Yes.
Powerful. And so that's why the Proverbs often will say, your words, if they're rash, can be like the thrusting of a sword. It's just stab, 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 stab. Any thoughts on this, Vicki, you know, regarding sarcastic, hurtful, or degrading comments back and forth towards each other in a marriage?
We've hit on it before in some other shows, but I just think the verse that came to my mind when I read this was Proverbs 31:11-12. And it's in the Amplified Bible. It says, the heart of her husband trusts in her with secure confidence, and he will have no lack of gain. She comforts, encourages, and does him only good and not evil all the days of her life. And then the New Living Translation says, her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. And this is kind of a strange story, but I remember when we were first married, Brad and I were on staff at a church. He did worship, where he led the choir, and then youth. Two things he said he would never do, but anyway, yeah. God always has other plans.
That was interesting.
So I remember back in that was back in the day when we had Bible conferences.
Yes.
And so I won't mention the person's
name. Week-long Bible conferences,
right.
Each night.
Right. So I just remember it was an older gentleman. Like I said, I will not mention his name, but I don't remember anything he said. Booming voice, yes.
He was like a modern-day Puritan.
Yeah.
Picture, whatever your thoughts on the Puritan. He didn't have the powdered white wig.
Or beard, I don't think.
But he conducted himself like he was. I don't know that the man ever laughed.
No.
He was
quite serious.
He was dead serious about everything.
And I always sat on the front row because that's just where I always sat and still sit.
Well, because I was sitting in the front row, girl. You're sitting by your
that's
man.
Right. Can't leave you.
I had to sit in the front row because I had to jump up there and lead a song and then jump back down and be ready to go.
So I just remember he put his hands on the edge of the pulpit, and then I'm going to let Brad say what he said.
Well, it was so startling the first time he did it. But after a while, it's like, okay,
let me just
doing
tell
that
you,
again.
This was not on marriage. This was a Bible conference.
No.
And I don't remember anything he said the rest of that night or the whole week but I do remember this.
But this is blazoned in our memory.
Yes.
It might have been that he's taken us through the book of Romans, but unrelated to anything in his text, he would grip each side of the pulpit. He would have his head kind of down and his eyes squinted.
Yes.
And he would say, my wife has never brought shame or reproach to my name. And for that, I thank God.
And I just remember thinking, okay, that's kind of weird. But
I was like,
since I was a newlywed, I thought,
did any of us have a doubt about that?
Right.
Is her reputation in question?
Right.
Like, is word on the street that she has hurt him? Like, what? You know, I couldn't help. I tried not to, but I wanted to turn and look at her and think, what in the world did?
What does that have to do with anything?
Did you just have a
fight? But for
fight
some
on
reason,
the way here?
It got my attention.
But hey, we haven't forgotten it.
I rose to the occasion and thought, wow, as a newly married wife, I really want that to be true of me. I don't want to do anything that's going to bring harm to Brad or his reputation, or obviously the reputation of Christ.
So as
which
odd
is
as
more
it
important.
Was, you did also think, that's something good to shoot for.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's why I really like this verse. But I think your spouse should basically be your safest person, the person you can talk to, you know, at any time about anything. And so when we talk about being sarcastic, hurtful, or degrading, that's just an antithesis to that. You know, you're not going to want to come talk to your spouse.
If that is something you've been shooting for, I want to right now publicly affirm and proclaim.
Please say it in a booming voice.
My wife, Vicki, sweet Shetland Vicki, has never brought shame or reproach to my name.
Yes.
It's true, though. It's, you know, as I sit here and think, I've been hurt deeply, 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 deeply by many people in 40 years of ministry. And we've had our problems. We've admitted it to you guys as you've listened. But I'm telling you what, I have never, ever, and I'm not exaggerating, discovered that Vicki had talked bad about me inappropriately to someone else in a way that really, really caused trouble. She's told me what she doesn't like, and that's appropriate. She's told God what she doesn't like. And I imagine she's appropriately shared with an older woman who's trying to help walk her through.
That's most appropriate, I think, because you're actually trying to get wisdom.
You've done it, babe. You really have. I mean, no one has ever been led to think poorly of me because of Vicky. And in ministry, I've never been hindered. So if you shot for it, you've been getting it. But we're talking about so often, I know it's true because sometimes we'll be in a social setting, whether it's a game night or a dinner with couples. And sometimes what a spouse will say, I find myself thinking, I can't imagine that they don't realize that is not good. Uh-huh. Your sarcastic, cutting remark towards your spouse, you rolling your eyes while your spouse is talking. There's ways to your body language and even your words often communicate to the rest of the group, I do not respect them. And I don't think it's important what they're saying.
Yeah, and I think part of it is, so we say, being sarcastic, hurtful, or degrading. And proud people can be very unkind people, and they usually want to raise themselves up above others. Very often, this can be quite cleverly done through jesting. So that's kind of what we're talking about now. And I remember there was a couple in one of our churches, and we were at some Christmas thing, and they just kept going back. And I mean, just like degrading comments over and over. And I just remember thinking—
About their spouse?
Yes, in front of all of us at a Christmas party.
And the spouse was sitting there.
Yes. And they kind of did it in a very joking, sarcastic way. But I just remember thinking, okay, that to me is a red flag. They're going to have marriage trouble.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, that's just not, if you're doing that publicly, what in the world is happening that's in your mind and behind closed doors?
And you may have never considered it, but if you are the listener guilty of this to any degree, we're trying to get you to consider pride is what's feeding that. You may think they deserve it. You may think, oh, well, this is how I get them to change. Or you may think, I deserve better in my marriage, and therefore I do this publicly now.
Right.
I don't know what your thoughts have been in excusing it or thinking it's okay. I want you to realize it's probably rooted in pride that you would be so bold and free to belittle and degrade or be sarcastic about your spouse.
And it's not going to get you any results you want. It's just going to push your spouse further away.
It certainly isn't appropriate in the home with each other.
Right.
But when
that's
it goes
public,
here's what I also want you to consider. Whenever issues and stuff that shouldn't be happening goes from the home to public, you're at another level of trouble. Whenever it makes it public. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're talking about what could get your marriage to begin to thrive again, could pump some life back into it. Not just a quick technique, not just a little trick from the world, but real heart change. Real heart change usually is rooted in finding out from God's word something you were unaware of about yourself, and then leaning in and saying, oh God, help me in this area. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about how God showed Brad Bigney that he had stepped in this, and he'd been stepping in this for some time, and needed to repent of this manifestation of pride. We'll be back.
And we'll be back with more from Brad and Vicky in just a moment. That Bible conference that they talked about attending right around the time they were first married, and the speaker who was speaking on a completely different topic but was gripping the side of the pulpit almost every time he spoke, saying that his wife had never brought shame to his name. It kind of seemed out of place to Brad and Vicky at that time. But listening to them and actually putting yourself in their place, it was more prophetic than anything else. A man who was publicly honoring his wife, declaring that he would never bring shame or dishonor to her name, is something that stuck with Brad and Vicky. And in their words, shaped their approach to the very same thing, because while they may have had issues with each other, they never disparaged the other publicly. We live in an age right now that is dominated by social media. We see couples all the time just publicly roasting each other for likes. Wives will bash their husbands and disguise it as humor. Or husbands tell jokes about their wives, but those aren't jokes, because what we're doing is normalizing the public degradation of the very person that we vowed to honor honor. And then we wonder why divorce rates are skyrocketing. And listen, here at Fortis Institute, we have committed ourselves to delivering content, reminders daily that your spouse is not your enemy, nor is he or she your punchline for your social media audience. Fortis Plus is where all of our content that we create goes. And you can access that content anytime you want, absolutely free of charge, just by downloading Fortis Plus to your smartphone, your smart TV, or just simply going to fortisplus.org. It's absolutely free, and it's free because of our gospel partners who are men and women just like you who have linked arms with us here at Fortis Institute because they believe in the content that we're producing, the mission that we're on at Fortis Institute, which is to reach more people in more places all over the world with the truth of God's word. We're creating content that protects marriages instead of exposes them, content that builds instead of tears down. And if you're already faithfully giving to your local church, because that's your number one giving priority, and you could join us in this mission as an ongoing monthly gospel partner, we would be eternally grateful. Find out what it would look like in your life to link arms with us right now by going to fortisinstitute.org. And now, let's get back to Brad and Vicky. This is Thrive. Welcome back to Thrive.
You're exactly like your mother.
Are you kidding me?
Life with you was joyless.
And now, back to your host, Pastor Brad Bigney.
We're back, and you're listening to Thrive. And hey, if you've been listening for a while, I don't know how you're listening, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, whatever your platform is, consider giving us some feedback. Star it, like it, rate it, do something, whatever it is that you've got going on there with your platform. And then best of all, tell a friend. Pass it on to someone else, because I do think that we're talking about some things that the world's not talking about, but God's word is talking about, and God's spirit would love to put his finger on it in our lives. So we've been looking at another manifestation of pride that sometimes we don't realize that's what's really going on there. Being sarcastic, hurtful, or degrading. And so I got to tell you, you know, if you're quick-witted and if you're thinking, you know, I have lightning quick thinking early in our marriage. It doesn't mean I'm better. Please don't hear that. But God just makes different people different. There are brilliant people that slowly process and roll out what they think. That doesn't mean they're less intelligent. Often they're way more intelligent than Brad Bigney. I just want you to hear, I'm admitting I'm that guy that thinks quickly and immediately knows what I think. Problem, I also immediately think I should say what I think. And so I remember at Columbia Bible College that I was just enjoying myself. I enjoyed entertaining a crowd. I enjoyed getting a laugh. And so in the cafeteria, I was regularly with, you know, those that were nearest to me as I'm eating, just carrying on, cutting up and saying quick-witted little things. But often my witty little comment was at someone else's expense at the table. And if you're not careful, you don't really notice the look on their face because you're so busy kind of enjoying the looks from everybody else. But I began to realize and think, you know what? I remember leaving the cafeteria one day after having one of these, you know, 30-minute lunches where I was just kind of full of myself and just bringing it. And I just had really had everybody on a roll. And as I walked down the sidewalk back towards my dorm, I remember the Holy Spirit said, Brad, you think you're so funny. You think you're so quick-witted. You think this is an amazing trait. I don't. And I remember thinking, ooh. And then clearly the Holy Spirit said, your humor is almost always at the expense of another person.
Wow.
It's at their expense. It's costing somebody else.
That's so interesting, though, that you first were willing to listen to that and that you remember that to this day.
Well, there are those times that you just think, oh, I still remember. Because
it's life-changing.
I think you were commending me, but I got to say, I just thank God. It was God's choice to bring it to me. I had had nothing but positive thoughts about it.
Right.
Was kind of relishing in it. And I think I was walking away, again, doing exactly what I always did, just feeling good about it and reflecting on it. And you know how you sometimes can just kind of have an aura around you of something you just went through that you just really enjoy. I was truly still caught up in how much I enjoyed those kind of moments. And it was like the Holy Spirit broke through from the outside and punched through my little not self-aware, tiny little world of me.
Right.
And said, Brad, not good.
Right.
And I said, oh God. And he really pricked me. It really, really stabbed me. I think in a previous show we've talked about if you don't have the ability to feel sympathetic or feelings for anybody else, that also is rooted in pride. And you're probably going to be conducting yourselves in ways in your marriage that aren't good. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness in that moment, it's like he allowed me to feel for other people and think, while I'm basking in the aura of this, what must they feel like in light of what I just said?
Right.
And so here's what I want. Here's what I want you to hear today. Those moments will not lead to any life change if you just think, okay, not good. Don't want to do that again. And so I said, wow, I got to work on my mouth, what I allow to come out of my mouth. Because I was still, you know, once you form a habit, I had a habit of quickly seeing things where if you said something right now, if you jumped in right now, that would be funny. That would be funny. And so I knew that it's going to keep happening unless I make plans to move in a different direction. So I literally picked out some good scripture and I memorized Psalm 141:3 it was Proverbs 10:19. In a multitude of words, transgression is unavoidable. I just said a lot of words.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to sin. And I memorized Psalm 141:3. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. And I'm telling you what, I wrote them on 3x5 cards. And every morning before I left my dorm to go to cafeteria for breakfast, I reviewed those verses and I prayed, God, in a sense, I was saying, muzzle my mouth. And guess what would happen? I would still have the same thoughts. They would pop in just as quickly, just as readily, just as strongly, but I was ready. And it's like the Holy Spirit would say, this is what we're talking about right now. Don't. Because here's a verse I think that captures what we should be shooting for with our mouth. It's not how funny can I be.
Yeah,
it's
not the goal. Though in our society, it really is.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes if you're funny, like, oh, he's so funny.
Sometimes our society values it so highly.
Right.
There are no rules against it. If it's funny, go for it.
Even at someone's expense.
And Ephesians 4:29 is what we should be shooting for. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Huh? I should be giving grace to those. And there's a way I still enjoy humor.
Right.
I mean, I get this honestly. My dad was hilarious. His dad was hilarious. I enjoy banter and I still can. And God has helped me do it without doing it at someone else's expense.
Right. And I think this is something I really work with when our kids were little, because that's just something we did not allow in our home, being mean-spirited. And there's a verse in Proverbs that talks about being mean or deceiving someone and then saying, oh, I was only joking. I was just joking. And the verse that I'm talking about is Proverbs 26:18-19. And it says, like a maniac shooting flaming arrows of death is one who deceives their neighbor and says, I was only joking. Mm-hmm. And I really, really sat down with my kids and tried to explain this to them. Like, this proverb emphasizes that inflicting harm, whether through lies, insults, deceptions, and then dismissing it as a joke, is a serious and destructive act, comparing the damage to that caused by a madman's deadly weapons. So you can't just say, oh, I was just joking. So I did not allow my kids to get away with that. If you're doing something mean-spirited to one of the other siblings, to me, that's just not acceptable. And you can't just say, oh, I was just joking. That's an excuse.
Yeah.
So
And you know, bring it back to you as adults in the marriage.
Right.
If that's you, that in the car home, as you leave that social setting, if your spouse turns and says, honey, that really hurt me, what you said, and your comeback is often, well, honey, you should know, please know, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
You're way too sensitive.
Right.
There's your verse.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I love the Bible because he anticipates so often the excuse we're going to make, and he cuts you off at the pass and says, do not be guilty of saying, oh, I was just joking, when your mouth has tossed out some firebrands and you've been using your tongue like a sword that just pierces. We're talking about what would cause your marriage to begin to thrive and get it off life support. Have you ever considered sarcastic remarks, wrong use of humor, degrading comments to your spouse privately or publicly are what's killing your marriage? And it's likely rooted in pride.
This has been Thrive from Pastor Brad Bigney, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Thrive with Pastor Brad Bigney, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.